Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you the tip of the week. This week's tip? Don't bypass the gatekeeper. Make them your ally. Many salespeople spend tons of time trying to get past the gatekeeper. Some examples of behaviors used to bypass the gatekeeper include being less than truthful about the reason for your call and sending sales material in FedEx or other urgent packaging, hoping, certainly in vain, that a marketing communication will be prioritized ahead of whichever fires the executive needs to extinguish that day. Here's why that's a bad approach. It takes into account only one aspect of the gatekeeper's role, keeping undesirables away from the boss. By trying to bypass or evade the gatekeeper, you're basically conceding that you have nothing of value to offer, that talking to you would be a waste of an important person's time, that the gatekeeper should lock you out. Fortunately, I have an alternative suggestion. Why not contact prospects that you believe have a problem that you can solve and then tell the truth about why you're calling? See, the gatekeeper's job isn't just to direct traffic. That's a mere task, not a position. The position is to help the boss achieve business objectives. And aren't you calling for the same reason? So really, you're an ally, or at least you'd like to become one. That's the proper approach. Introduce yourself to the gatekeeper and state the reason for your call. Granted, the gatekeeper may not fully understand everything that's on the boss's plate or how your offering can help him or her to achieve a business objective. But the gatekeeper is going to mention that you called and what about. Knowing that, use words that the boss will understand. For example, I'm Siobhan Jones. I'm calling from Regulator Guards, and I'd like to discuss some ideas for avoiding the new 3-year exclusion that the governor just signed into law. Can you find out when would be a good time for your boss and me to discuss that for 10 minutes? Great. How about I call you back tomorrow afternoon to set an appointment? Fantastic, and thank you. You'll get an appointment 5 times out of 5 this way. Even if they're talking to other providers about the issue, they'll be afraid to miss out and won't want to make a decision without knowing what you have to say on the subject. And when they get on the phone with you, they won't be skeptical because they know what the call's about at the onset. Equally important, you won't be starting from a position of deception where you have to talk your way out of something dubious that you said or did to get the appointment. So what if I'm wrong about my percentages and they don't give you an appointment once they know what you're calling about? Guess what? You weren't going to get a sale then anyway. And your time would be better spent identifying folks who have a problem that you can solve rather than chasing folks who have no demand for your offering. So don't waste your time trying to think of clever ways to bypass the gatekeeper. Remember, the gatekeeper is the key to the gate. So just be direct and help the gatekeeper to do their job. You'll get many more sales appointments and more closings that way. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Join me next time for another sales tip.